When Mary opened her eyes in the morning, there was a young servant girl cleaning out the fireplace in her room. Mary lay and watched her for a few moments, and then looked around the room. It was not like a child's room at all. It was strange and gloomy, and there were no toys or books. There was a large window, and through it Mary could see a huge area of land climbing up into the distance. There were no trees on it, and it looked like an endless purple sea. "What is that?" Mary asked, pointing out of the window. "That's the moor," said Martha, the young servant girl, standing up and looking out. "Do you like it?"
"No," answered Mary. "I hate it."
"That's because you're not used to it," Martha said cheerfully, turning back to her work. "Wait till spring and summer when the gorse and heather are in flower. Then it smells like honey. The sky looks so high, and the bees and the birds make such a noise humming and singing. Then you'll like it."
Martha was a round, red-cheeked, cheerful-looking person. She spoke with a strong Yorkshire accent, and Mary listened to her in surprise. She was not at all like the servants Mary had had in India. They always did everything Mary wanted, and if they disobeyed her, she hit them in the face. Martha did not talk to Mary like she was an important person, but Martha was quite a strong-looking girl, and Mary thought that if she hit Martha, Martha might possibly hit her back.